A report commissioned by North Coast Community Housing predicts there will be 25,000 eligible social housing applicants between Grafton and the Tweed by the year 2021. Yet, there are currently less than 3,000 social housing dwellings in the region. It's an issue organisations like the Northern Rivers Social Development Council is tackling with programs like its Connecting Home service. Cathy Saventi is the manager of the service's adult outreach program.
We work with people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. We also work with North Coast Community Housing, who have provided us with a number of transitional houses and units. We work with young people, families, complex adult men and women who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. And we cover the geographical area from Grafton to Tweed. We advocate with real estate agents, we help people apply, we help people sustain their tenancies, which is really important once you get into a tenancy. We have some small brokerage funds, so we might pay rent arrears or moving costs or electricity bill, just to get people started. And then we will continue to do outreach case management.
What sort of solutions would you like to see to address the issue in our region?
We would like to see a fair share of government funding. We have very high social housing waiting lists and the least number of social housing properties in the state. We would like to see people who have investment properties to think about renting them through community housing providers, or think about accepting people who are on Centrelink. We would like people to think about the granny flats out the back.
The granny flat solution is one that recently saw a homeless man in Lismore benefit from the kindness of strangers. Jennifer Park is Connecting Homes Community Engagement Officer.
I was driving down Woodlark Street. It was the middle of the week, middle of the day, and there was a young man holding a cardboard sign. Handwritten on it was looking for a place to stay tonight. And so I pulled over, and the Link to Home phone number is a government service that provides emergency accommodation for people who are homeless. And so I went to walk towards him to give him the card, and a couple, middle-aged couple in suits, walked towards him. They had a brief conversation and they turned to walk away together. And I was a bit torn about whether to intervene or not, but I tapped him on the shoulder and I just said, look, you know, I don't want to interrupt with whatever's going on here, but this is a phone number you can ring if you need to. And the woman said to me, no, look, it's okay. We've just built a granny flat in our backyard and he can stay with us until he finds work and he can pay some rent. And the three of them walked off together. I mean, I was just struck by the incredible generosity and trust, but also the bravery of that young man putting it out there in the middle of the street as well.
Lismore Mayor Jenny Dow says the council is actively encouraging homeowners to build studio accommodation on their properties, but the response could be better.
That's a good income earner for people in their own home who want to stay there, and there are a waiving of certain fees to do that. There are some restrictions on the total number of bedrooms and bathrooms and laundries and things like that, but we'd really like to see more. We haven't had very much take-up of it. I'm not sure if that's because people don't know about it, or perhaps families aren't sure whether it's a good thing to do, or whether they're concerned about the neighbours. So it is really something that we think is a good way of addressing one element of housing affordability and supply, and I'd encourage people with an interest to contact council.
But it's not just finding shelter that services like Connecting Home offer. To mark Homelessness Action Week, Connecting Home team leader Holly Loveday organised a photographic exhibition made up of images captured by people who have used the service.
We wanted to find a way to mark National Homelessness Prevention Week, and so the idea that we came up with was to give some of the people that we're working with in the Connecting Home program cameras, and to take them away and to ask them to somehow represent their experiences of homelessness. And I suppose the idea came because what we often see in the media as representations of homelessness is quite different to our experiences or the people that we're working with. So we wanted to find a way to draw attention to that, you know, that the kind of changing face of homelessness. There's a lot of families that are coming through our service. So a lot of families with, you know, lots of kids, lots of people who are employed, unemployed, and often I think the media depicts something that's quite a narrow view of what homelessness is.
Like
street people.
Yeah, that it's all about rough sleeping, and I don't think it is. You know, that obviously we do have people who are rough sleeping who are part of our program, but that's, you know, that's not all. And so, yeah, we wanted to give those people a voice as well and get people to understand their experiences a bit.
Describe some of the images that you've picked for the exhibition.
Okay, so we asked people to represent homelessness in whatever way they wanted to. And so what we found is there's quite a broad range of photos. So some people have depicted some of the challenges. So there might be photos of, you know, someone's car with all their belongings in it. They're having to move from accommodation to accommodation or from friends' houses. But as well as those, you know, there's some of the challenging aspects, we wanted people to also represent some of the positive outcomes or what sustains them. So, for example, there's a photo of someone's bath and shower, and it's the first time that that person has had a house and access to a bath and a shower that's theirs for a really long time. Oh, there's fish. There's a dead fish. Someone wanted to put that because that was a way of sustaining them. They had caught that fish instead of buying it.
And what do you think the participants got out of the project?
Look, my hope is that people who don't often get a voice and don't often get heard, and so I was surprised at how enthusiastic people were, despite their lives, you know, potentially being in crisis, that they, you know, were really happy to be involved. I think it's also part of our job, actually, to support people in creative ways.
One of the men featured in the photos is 30-year-old Michael Levitt.
I got asked by Connecting Homes to do something about homeless people because I'm listed as homeless myself. I've been in, out of homeless all my life.
How would you explain how you've been in and out of homelessness throughout your whole life?
Getting bashed up from my dad, getting kicked out of my mum's house because of my dad, all that.
How have you dealt with it?
Sleeping on the street sometimes. I've also been in homeless shelters down in Sydney. I get accommodation through help by Connecting Homes.
Tell us how this program has helped you.
It's helped me past 3-4 months. I've been inside a caravan and it's good.